Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children and adults all over the world, telling you stories that I experience as I go visiting people around the world. I want to tell you the story of how it felt. My light went out. Can you imagine, Mr. Candle? Not having a light? Here I am, a candle that's sitting on the bedside of children, bringing them a feeling of happiness and joy and wonder, and my candle went out. Well, it was a very special day. It was a day that I'll not forget. And I was visiting in the jungles of Africa. And in the jungles of Africa, there are not too many candles, and there are certainly not too many candlestick holders, but there are a few, and I was one of them. And I was in this outback area, way out in the jungles, where the people didn't have many of the refinements of a house, of running water, of any of the things. And I was sitting on the table, not the table so much, right on the floor right next to the bed of the children, and they were all lying there and looking at the candle glowing, and they were saying to their mother, "Mother, tell us stories about the candle. Mother, tell us stories about Mr. Candle. Mother, you said you knew Mr. Candle." And just then, somebody pulled the blanket up and brought it down, and whoosh, out went the candle. Out went the candle. The light went out. And I was only about a quarter of an inch long. It was just a real short candle because they'd been using me a very great deal, and pretty soon it's time for another one. And Mother said, "Children, I don't have any more candles, and I don't have any lights to light the candle. The fire went out outside too. So I'm sorry, but there's no light from Mr. Candle tonight." And so there I was, visiting these children, having their mother prepare to tell stories about Mr. Candle and them asking about Mr. Candle, and finally I just couldn't hold it anymore. And I wasn't lit. And I wasn't lit. But I said, "Hi, guys." And they all turned their faces toward that burned out candle, and they said, "Who's that?" "It's Mr. Candle." "What do you mean it's Mr. Candle? Mr. Candle can't talk when he hasn't got a light going on." "Oh, yes, I can. I can talk anytime I want, because I am everywhere, doing everything all the time, whether I'm lit or whether I'm not lit. I'm a symbol. I'm a idea. I'm an icon."
"What's an icon?"
said the littlest guy. And I said, "Well, an icon is something that represents something else. It's not the something else, but it represents them, just like a symbol represents something else. And the candle represents a flame. Who ever thinks of a candle without thinking of a flame? And the flame is Mr. Candle. And I am glowing everywhere. Did you know that I am in the sun? I am what makes the sun look so bright and so beautiful. Did you know that? Did you know that when you look at the sun, you're looking at Mr. Candle? Did you know that when you look at the moon, you're looking at Mr. Candle? With his stars, too. All the stars in the sky, each one is a candle. Each one is me, Mr. Candle, saying, I love you, to all the world and to all the universe and to everything. I'm spreading my love everywhere. I'm shining it out to everyone. Wherever you see light, that's Mr. Candle. That's me. That's saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Everywhere."
"Oh, come on now."
The older boys were kind of incredulous about it, and they thought, surely that can't be true. "Yes, it's true. But if you're everywhere, how can you be here and there and everywhere?" "Because everywhere is here and there and everywhere. And you know, just like I am everywhere, so you are everywhere too. I can tell you a story about other parts of the world, and you and your mind come with me to visit the other parts of the world. I can tell you what it's like to be in the middle of the sun. Isn't it hot in there?
No, it's not hot in there.
It's only hot if you think it's hot. I think it's just
wonderful in the sun,
because it is bright and it's light. I am not heat, as you think a candle might be heat. I am light. A candle is for light. A candle is to illumine the world, to shine upon the world and say, yes, all is good and very good. All is beautiful and very beautiful. That's what Mr. Candle always says. Now, you know, you boys and girls are sitting here and laying here in your beds, and it's kind of dark, and the sun has long since gone down, and the fire outside went out, and your mommy has no way to light it right now. And you and your brothers and sisters are all laying here, getting ready to go to bed, and your mommy's sitting here saying, I'm here, everything's all right. And me, Mr. Candle, I'm sitting here, it's only just a teeny weeny little bit of me left here, but I'm sitting here telling you all is good and very good. Telling you that just because I'm not glowing doesn't mean I'm not glowing. Because I am always glowing. I am a symbol. I am an icon. I am a candle that is always there. Think candle and you think me. Think candle and you think light. Very seldom you think candle and you don't think light. Oh, you buy new candles that are not lit yet, but you buy them to light them. And if you don't light them, then you think you're kind of silly. You think you're kind of foolish to get candles that you don't light. Oh, we don't buy our candles. What do you mean you don't buy your candles? Everyone buys candles. Mr. Candle, we live out here in the middle of the jungle, and we don't buy candles. Well, where did you get me from? Well, Mommy and Daddy got you from the fat of an animal, and they sort of made the fat boil and boil and boil until all of a sudden it became waxy. And that's what you are, Mr. Candle. You're the waxy part of an animal that has been our supper. Well, for goodness sakes, you know, I am created out of many things. Candle wax comes from many, many things. And your mommy is certainly a very intelligent lady to make me out of the fat of an animal. How wonderful. And here I am glowing and burning again. I will be. You watch. Your mom's got another candle hidden away someplace, and she'll bring it out, or she'll make another candle, because your dad brought home some more food for you to eat, and so you'll have a candle, and you'll have lots of candles. But just remember, the candle is in your heart. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you think candle, it's in your heart. And if you look at the table and there's no candle there, you just think candle there. And when you think the candle there, you say, oh, there's Mr. Candle. Mr. Candle with his happy talk. Mr. Candle with his great wisdom. Mr. Candle with his loving. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so nice. Mr. Candle, won't you stay in our house and live in our... Boys and girls, want to know a secret? Yeah. I do stay in your house, and I do live in your house. Oh! Every time you think of me, I am here, living in your house, living in your heart, living in your world. And every time you think of me, you think of a happy being, someone who loves you and loves everyone in the world, someone who is peace on earth, someone is joy in the hearts of themselves and everyone else, as I am in my heart. So, remember that I'm always here with you, even if I don't glow, or even if I may not be here in a physical candle. I'm a candle icon. I'm a candle in your mind, in your heart. And as this candle that's a symbol, I can never burn out. I'm always glowing. I can never not be here, because I'm always everywhere. And boys and girls, that's the kind of candle that you're looking at right now.
So you have a lovely sleep, guys, gals. You just have a lovely sleep and know that my loving light presence surrounds you, enfolds you, and fills you with goodness. Now, as Mr. Sandman drops his pixie dust all over you and you fall sound asleep, remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.